Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And good Friday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harris. We have Glenn Schuck and John Montone up there this morning. Well, somebody who just came back to New York from Italy is being tested for coronavirus. At the moment, though, that case has not been confirmed, so there are no confirmed cases in the city. We have about 60 nationwide, most of them in people who were on the Diamond Princess and brought back home. But this is not what's driving Wall Street. So far, this is largely about China and the impact on the global supply chain and productivity, and right now traders are guessing that impact is not going to be good, and that's why they've been doing what they've been doing. As we hear from Glenn Schuck, he is live on Wall Street this morning. Glenn?
And quite a week indeed, Lee. You know, and after a week like this, it doesn't take an expert to tell you, instead of looking in pain at your 401k statement, maybe a better idea to text an old friend and have a chat or call your mom or something like that so you can calm down. As experts will say, it's not one event that is driving this decline. It's uncertainty about what lies ahead that really is the dread for investors. Now, we caught up with Carrie Leahy with Decision Economics. Let's see what he has to say about all this.
Perhaps what is going on is investors using the pandemic as a reason to take profits, and it has less of an economic impact than is being feared.
That's an interesting theory. And of course, the other thing that's being proposed in some circles is BTFD. Which is by the beep, dip, by the dip.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it depends who you talk to. You could get five different opinions as to exactly what you should be doing at this point. I think some people had hoped what the president had to say Wednesday night would calm things down, that the feds are on top of this, the health, CDC, all that, and that obviously didn't work. We had the largest one-day point drop in history yesterday in the Dow. All three major exchanges really taking it hard, and of course, the future is not looking so good either, so keep the antacid ready during the day today. It could be another bumpy ride.
Yeah, one thing's for sure, you're not going to find out what to do with your money from anybody on this show. Glenn Schuck, live from Wall Street this morning on the All Local from 1010 Winds. Well, the New York State law banning single-use plastic bags kicks in on Sunday. Are New Yorkers prepared to deal with such a world as this? John Montone is in the West Village this morning, endeavoring to find out. John?
That's shopping for shoppers' reactions. And Kirk from Brooklyn, like most of the folks I've talked to, said, look, fewer birds will be choking on plastic bags, and the oceans will be a lot cleaner.
Of course, it's not good for the environment. Plastic is danger. It's dangerous. So I think it's a bad thing for the environment, and if we could find other ways of replacing it, then I think we should all adapt to it.
Can't argue with that, can you?
I wouldn't think so, but Tanya from Queens, when I mentioned the bag ban to her, she said, oh, that.
I think it's ridiculous, especially when you have a big amount of groceries. It's a lot to carry, and it's such an awkward feeling carrying all those recyclable bags.
See, Tanya can make the argument because she's not going to get fired for making the argument, so good thing you found her.
Yeah, well, her whole life is being roiled. She came up with a scenario where she goes to the supermarket, she buys soda, it's in a brown bag, it's a mess, she has to drink it with a cardboard straw. Nothing is good anymore. Now, there are some issues that people raised. A lot of folks admit that they have good intentions, but they never remember to bring their reusable bags with them to the supermarket. One fellow also said he would like a Chinese food takeout exemption because when he gets the Chinese food in the plastic bag, he can get it home. If he gets it in a cardboard, a paper bag, it'll drop through. So we may be in a situation where we have Mushu pork all over the sidewalks of New York.
Well, I think if enough money crosses the right palms up in Albany, they might be able to arrange that exemption. You know how things work up there.
Absolutely, Lee. And, of course, then there was the one young fellow who said this will be good for the environment. And he said the environment is a great place.
I spend much of my time there.
As do I, yeah.
All right, have a good Friday. John Montone joining us live from the West Village this morning. A 7-year-old girl was walking with her mother on the Upper West Side, 79th and Broadway, around 4 p.m. yesterday when they saw a homeless woman with a dog and they stopped to give the woman some money. And that is when the dog attacked the girl, and yes, you know which breed it was.
The pit bull grabs her by the face and pulls her away. The woman doesn't have control of the dog. The little girl is flopping around. I mean, it was awful.
Witness Thomas Nardini talking to CBS2. The girl will need extensive cosmetic surgery. Doesn't say here what happened to the dog or its owner. The federal government has yet to approve congestion pricing. That's supposed to pay for fixing up the transit system. So Governor Cuomo says maybe he'll sue the Trump administration.
If this is just a pure, blatant political act where they're manipulating the Federal Highway Administration, that could possibly be illegal. So we want to know. Oh, look, I have no problem suing the federal government.
Congestion pricing was supposed to start next January, but because some of the roads involved are federally funded, federal approval is required and not yet granted. No comment from the White House on the governor's comments. Seemed for a while like Vision Zero was having a major impact on pedestrian safety, but we've had two children run over and killed while walking to school this week in Brooklyn, and national pedestrian deaths hit a 30-year high last year. A report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association blames smartphones, warm weather, and SUVs for that. Also, drug and alcohol use. Today, State Senator Andrew Gonardis and some other elected officials will unveil new street safety legislation to combat what Gonardis is calling the epidemic of traffic violence. Well, even the bail reform law has its limits, and Charles Barry has just located them after getting arrested for the 142nd time. Barry had been bragging recently about how bail reform was good for his business being selling useless Metro cards to clueless tourists. It's not a violent crime, so under bail reform, he was getting right back out to do it all over again. But now a judge has set his bail at $10,000. His lawyer argued that Barry is destitute, and setting bail goes against the intent of bail reform. But the judge said, "I simply cannot be confident that your client will return to court voluntarily." Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.